Thanks, Timothy. I won't be long. I'll be back. Don't worry. I'll get my treatment. Thanks a lot for helping me. Oh, good morning, folks. It takes me a while to get around in the morning these days, you know, after all the scar tissue on my back and my legs from getting whipped 39 lashes about 5 times, you know, it kind of wears you down. And, you know, getting almost stoned to death and all that stuff and getting shipwrecked and all that, it's just taken its toll on me. But Timothy takes good care of me. Every morning he gets me ready to go. So thanks for your concern. I want to talk to you about the joy of being wrong today, because I know about it. But in case you haven't met me, I'm Saul of Tarsus. That's my Jewish name. I came from a city named Tarsus, and it was a Roman town. So not only was I a Jew from a strong, devout Pharisee family, but I was also a Roman citizen, which plays into my story. It was a good thing for us because, as you know, in all things, God works for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Well, my purpose ended up being much broader than I ever imagined. So it was a good thing I was a Roman citizen. It opened a lot of doors for us later, you know. Well, but my Latin name is Paul, and I use that a lot because I was out there in the world as a citizen of the world, and it helped me open doors. And I understand you still read a lot of my letters, the letters I wrote to Galatia and Rome and Ephesus and all those places. In fact, I see 14 of your 27 books in your New Testament were my letters. And you know what? If I'd known you were going to keep publishing those all these 2,000 years, I think I would have been more careful what I said. Well, maybe not, though. Because, you know, after all, warts and all, with all my faults, by the grace of God, I am who I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. There. Well, you just heard my story from Luke, the physician. He wrote that book of Acts about us. And Luke was the physician who went with us too, and he bound up my wounds. He kept me from getting infected. He was such a good man. And then, more importantly, he's told the story to so many people. And like me, he never met Jesus in person, but he believed. He believed. He'd been touched by Jesus. And so you know that I was a Pharisee. And us Pharisees believed that we had to preserve the true faith. There were many people who weren't very strong in their faith, and we had to preserve it. And so along came this group of people called the People of the Way, they called themselves. They were following this Jesus, a rabbi, who had died, and they said had risen again, you know. And we had to do something about it. I mean, this was endangering every synagogue across the known world with all this conflict. You wouldn't believe the conflict in those churches. My goodness. And so at any rate, after my education in the Hillel School, see, my family was pretty rich. They were pretty good shape. They had a tent-making business, and I had my territory to sell tents to the Roman soldiers all over the place, including Jerusalem. So once I got my education with the Hillel School, the best Jewish school anywhere, and my mentor was Gamaliel. He was a great teacher, but you know what? I forgot the most important thing he taught, which was to be open-minded and to understand and appreciate all cultures and acknowledge that they all have some truth to them. And that one was one I didn't get. The joy of being wrong is what it led to for me. Yeah. Well, so after receiving that incredible education, I went back home to work at my father's tent business. And traveling all the time, some of you know what it's like traveling in your business. You get to learn a lot and discover a lot of things. But as I was doing that, these people of the way were bugging me more and more in how I saw them affecting people. Every synagogue I went to where I went visiting, here they were, disturbing things, causing trouble. And since I was the true believer of the Jewish faith, I got involved in several plots to uncover these people. And what we would do is we'd get them back to Jerusalem and get them on trial, and if they would not convert, if they would not recant their beliefs in this Messiah thing that they were talking about, then we would have them executed. That's the way it was. I got good at it. I got to know the people of the way, they're thinking more than they did, I think, because I got to infiltrate into all sorts of cities. In fact, I got so good that I was in Jerusalem on a business trip once, and one of the leaders of the synagogue from Damascus came to get me. His name was Jude, and he said, "We need your help. We're hiring a consultant to help us get rid of these people of the way people that are infecting our congregation." I said, "Sure enough." So I went with him to Damascus. But you've heard the story about what happened on the way to Damascus. We were strategizing along the way about how we were going to deal with this and infiltrate the congregation to get rid of these folks. And along the way, all of a sudden, boom, this huge light came in and just knocked us.